You know who it is this evening? Dave Hamill.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Yep, we love him.
That's for sure.
Thank you, Millie. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Dave.
It's always fun to be up here to talk because this is such a special place. And it's special.
Front row seat right here for this.
It's special because that none of you are here by mistake. We're all here. We've all been drawn here. Our souls bring us forth. And what's so wonderful is that spirit is so prevalent and so in evidence here. And that's what makes it such a wonderful place. So I was talking at Tuesday night class with Millie one night and talking about how, for me, I was raised as a Methodist. And I just never felt like there was much there for me. There wasn't really a whole lot of meat on that chicken wing. And when I got here, it's a big juicy chicken wing we got here, I'm telling you. But as I look back, and you know, there's so many different religions that are perfect for different people wherever they are. So I'm not putting them down or saying they're wrong. It just wasn't right for me at that point. And my experience as a child growing up in that was that it was so much of ritual and so much of ritual and sacrament. And when that's your steady diet, week after week after week, I mean, there's a lot of comfort that comes in there, and a lot of people love that ritual because they know what's coming and it offers them comfort and things, but it always left me just kind of going, you know, it's just not much meat on the bone here. And I just didn't feel satisfied. I wasn't getting something that I could really hang on to. And when I came into this church, there's a number of big differences between our church, and there's a few others I'm sure that are like it, not very many though. And what makes this church so special is that there's experience here. There's an experience of spirit that we have here. And as human beings, we learn through experience. A child learns to walk, falls down, picks themselves up, starts walking again. We teach children how to talk. And they have that experience of being able to communicate and saying, yeah, I'm hungry or whatever it is. But it's all done through experience. So my religious upbringing was, you know, ritual and sacrament. There was no experience there. And that's what I was missing. And until I got here, I never realized that's what was so important for me and that's what was so missing for me. Boy, did I get it. Because in this church, if you're around very long, you know there's just no, it's just very prevalent. It's here. Spirit works with us. The message bearers that are up here that you'll see tonight, Spirit's working through them. And there's so many different ways of having a wonderful experience of Spirit and a wonderful experience of God. So we have that experience, and that's nice to have it. But what's wonderful is that Millie, in her guiding us as our pastor, keeps bringing us back to that experience. And if you listen to what Millie has to say, she keeps reinforcing the fact that God is love. God is love. And what does she ask us to do? What does Millie say to us so many times? Run it through your God self. Run it through your God self. And what does that mean? What is running it through your God self? Well, I'm talking about an experience, so I'd like to help you experience that right now. So what I'd like everybody to do is to close your eyes for a moment and take in a couple of deep breaths and help center yourself. And I'm going to give you two words, and we're going to play with it a couple of different ways. But as you inhale peace, and exhale any tension, any resistance that you're feeling, just be here in the moment with us. And I'm going to say two words to you. And after I say them, I want you just to feel them. Don't think about them. Just feel them and see how that feels. So let's take in one more nice deep breath and let it out and see if you resonate with these words, God is. Because that is the closest words I can give you that relate to absolute truth. God is. And see what feeling you have there, because this is running, this is our God self now, at this spot, this heart space. And now let's try it, and we're going to substitute for God another word that's just as interchangeable. Life is. And see how that feels for you. And one more. Let's change life to love is. And how does that feel? You can open your eyes when you're ready. And see if that doesn't have just a wonderful, peaceful feeling. So what Millie asks us to do when she says run it through our God self is to get in touch with this deep inner knowing that we all have. That deep soul connection that is there. Because that's where love is. I've been doing a lot of reading about Jesus lately, and there's so many conflicts between the historical Jesus and the Jesus of the Bible, and who was he, what did he do, and there's so many translations. I was watching a show the other night, and they said, well, we don't even think Jesus was a carpenter, because the word tecton was how he was described, and it was mistranslated as carpenter. What it really means is builder. And so this guy was going on to say, if you look around here, there's not a whole lot of trees that you can cut down for carpenter, you know, for wood. It was a very scarce resource. More than likely, he was a stonemason. Just going like, okay. I just muddied the water. Thanks a lot. So there's these different things, different translations. 2,000 years have passed. Those words that he spoke are still ringing true for us. But when it comes down to religion, so much of that we've heard and listened to, it's being repeated over and over and over. And so when you go into a lot of different churches, their beliefs they have, it's all kind of wrapped up in this nice package for you that they give you and say, this is what we believe. And it's all laid out there. And it's not that there's not a form that comes with it that says, okay, pick 10 from column A and 6 from column B and 4 from column C. It's basically, here's our beliefs, that's what you believe. And I guess I'm just too much of a smart aleck or something. I just don't like having things put and told, I'm told what I have to believe. That's the beauty of run it through your God self. If you're new to this church, Millie will tell you, bring your doubts. We don't want blind belief here. Bring your doubts. And I heard that and I was like, wow, what kind of church is this? You know, how can you be open? You're going to allow me to question what's going on here? Absolutely, because here's where the answers lie. That's what is going to resonate with you or not. Nothing that I say here tonight is true. And by that I mean that my truth is my truth. Maybe my truth will help you lead you towards a portion of your truth, but it's just my truth. So whatever I say here tonight, run it through your God self. See what resonates there for you, and you decide whether or not that's your truth. Resonates with you? Great, you know that there's something there for you. And if it doesn't, just let it go. But no one's going to stand up here in our church and tell you what to believe. We're not going to force a program on you that you go, well, you know, this sounds good and that sounds good, but gosh, I don't know about the rest of that. I always had a big problem in the Methodist church when they told me that the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus. And then being the smart aleck kid, it's like, well, you know, what about all those guys over in Borneo that have never heard of him and they don't get to go? Nope, they don't get to go. Well, that's not the God that I know in here. The God I know in here, God consciousness is our birthright as a human being. It's available to everyone. There's no exclusions. We all get to go to heaven. We can't do anything that God would say, nope, sorry, you don't get to come in. That's not God. And what we've done, we keep, as humans, we keep remaking God in our image. We don't understand that we were made in God's image. But if I want to be judgmental and say, nope, nope, sorry, you're not good enough, nope, you can't, oh yeah, you're okay, come on up. I have to make God a judgmental God. Otherwise, who the heck am I to be judging somebody else? And this is all coming from my ego. Because my ego wants to control, wants to judge, wants to be better, wants to push everybody down. That's not what's in here in this heart space. That's not what's in here in my God self. Because when you get in touch with God self, ego starts to soften and it becomes easier to love. Jesus said basically two things you could hang all of his teachings on, two things. One, love yourself and love your neighbor as yourself, and love God. And in 2,000 years, we still haven't done a very good job of it. And I think that part of the reason is we do love everybody else as we love ourselves. Not very well. I find it one of my biggest challenges is to love myself. Love myself with my imperfections, my shortcomings, all those things I know about myself that I know I could be better and I could know I could do better, or gosh, I shouldn't have said that, or why do I keep making these same mistakes? Why do I keep choosing poorly? Well, that's part of this lesson, that we are creating this life as we go with every decision that we make. So if I'm making my decisions, and as Millie says, run it through your God self, then I have to take responsibility for the life I'm creating. And once I do that, and once I understand that I can change my life, how it's going, what direction it's going right now with every decision that I make, then I become empowered as a creator. And once I get that I am in control of this life, and I am creating it as I go, I step out of being a victim. And for so many years, I played the victim role. Look what life handed me. Boy, what did I do to deserve this? How come this sucks? Because I was a victim. And I played the victim role really well. My ego loves that victim role. Boy, there's a lot of juice in there. There's a lot of good stuff. But when I step outside and realize that I'm creating everything as I move forward through my choices, I can release that victimhood. I can release all those bad decisions, the crummy things I've done, the things I should have done, never did, things I did I wish I hadn't done. It doesn't matter. Because I can create myself anew and move forward, offer my apologies where they need to be, and create myself in a new vision, coming from my heart space with the values that are there, and really create myself anew as the man that I really want to be. The man that I aspire to be, that's bigger and greater than anything I've been. Because that's available now when I realize that I'm creating. One of the great things about our church is Millie's classes. And how many people are in Millie's classes or have been in? So if you look around, there's a pretty good number. And if you guys that haven't been in a class, go talk to any of us that have been in the classes and ask that person if it hasn't been a life-changing experience. I don't mean really good or really fun or it's really neat. I mean life-changing experience. And I'll bet you almost every one of them is going to say, it changed my life. To me, that's what the role of this church is about. I'll steal George's phrase, the fraternal spiritualist church of healing. Because that's what this is about. It's really about us healing ourselves, moving on to a grander vision of ourselves, and being all that we can be. the Army slogan notwithstanding, but because it's a wonderful vision that Millie has for us. And she keeps turning this back into our hearts. And she doesn't cajole, she doesn't use guilt. If you've heard her say it, she'll say, "Oh, well, we have Sunday church. Is it Sunday 4720 Kensington?" And she'll say, she doesn't say, "Hope to see you there," or "You'd really love it, please come," or, you know, "Be there." She goes, and the same with this service. Come if your heart feels like it. When was the last time one of your friends wanted you to do something and said, "Oh, I'm having a party on Friday night. Come if you feel like it." Normally it's, "Hey, what are you doing Friday night?" "Oh, nothing. Well, I've got a party." You know, "Oh, boy." You know. There's not the manipulation. There's not anything but just straight from the heart. Come if your heart feels like it. Again, we all got here in this community because our souls brought us here. We're all on a path. And our soul keeps drawing us forward, drawing us forward, drawing us forward, learning lessons so that we can become more than what we are. This is such a wonderful environment to be doing that, to be experiencing it, to come to classes and have the spirit energy work with you where there's no doubt in your mind that you've been touched and used by God. Millie starts almost every class out with a prayer saying, "God, please use us." Now, I've never heard that in any of the churches that I went to, let alone have God come in and use us. Because it's one of the most marvelous, most wonderful experiences you ever have. Spirit works with us, and afterwards we have what I call the love hangover. Because it feels so wonderful to have that pure essence of love be with you and work with you. And we are all, every single one of us, it's available to all of us. We don't have to qualify. We don't have to meet this level of the bar. Each one of us gets to walk through and say, "Yes, please come in." Doesn't matter what you've done or what you haven't done. Every one of us can have that experience. One of Millie's other wonderful things she says is, "Watch your words, watch your thoughts, and watch your actions." I've heard it I don't know how many times, and it was probably last week when I really sat down and thought about what she means. And what she's talking about on a deeper soul level is you are the creator of your own experience. Watch your words. What are you saying? What is that effect is that having on your heart? Making you feel better? Making you feel worse? Are you standing in your humanity? Are you standing in your divinity? Watch your thoughts. We create our life with every thought that we have. Is this thought moving me forward or holding me back? Is it ego-based or is it God-based? Watch your actions. Is this in tune with the golden rule? So that we're coming from our heart space, or is it something a little bit not quite so pure that's more ego-based? Watch your words, watch your thoughts, watch your actions. I've heard it 100 times easily, and it just kind of kept going over here. And now I understand it here much, much better. So, every time I think about this church, every time I think about this little lady up here who's been such a wonderful, amazing spiritual counselor and shepherd to all of us, it comes back to love. Millie always says, God is love. God's not judgmental. There's no judgment day to me, because if God was judgmental, it's not that God that I know in my heart. Again, people keep trying to make God this tiny little God. I never saw that movie, Children of a Lesser God, but I thought, man, what a great title. Because that's what we keep doing. We keep making God smaller and smaller and smaller. If God resides within and is that individuation, if we are the individuation of God on earth, so that God can experience himself or herself in all this fullness, then God's having some amazing experiences. Not only here, but all across the earth. And when we honor that, we honor ourselves. And we honor what it is that we can be. And we honor our teacher. And we honor ourselves because we have such an amazing spiritual community here. So I want to thank you all for giving me this time to speak. And thank you for being here and supporting me and supporting each other. Because this is an amazing place. You don't go out in the world and find this very many places. So I thank you and honor all of you. Thank you.